Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This Zimcast is being recorded at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway, and with me is Tom Slonecka, who is the Executive Director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, a relatively new organization. I think, first of all, Tom, why don't you tell us about EPIC and what its purpose and mission is?
Well, the EPIC Council is created by the ethanol producers within the industry. We have come together since January, and we're currently out signing up plants to become involved with our effort. The thing that EPIC is really going to focus on is outreach to consumers about ethanol. There's been a lot of fantastic work that's been done on behalf of ethanol for a lot of years. There's a lot of outstanding organizations that are out there today, but none of them are focused on getting the good basic information about ethanol to the average gas-buying consumer.
When you conduct your projects, which include the promotion that's taking place here just prior to the Indianapolis 500 race, you're doing work that's going to ultimately help the producer who's growing the corn to be converted into ethanol, too.
What we're trying to do with this effort is to increase the demand of ethanol, which ultimately increases the utilization of ethanol, which ultimately increases the price of corn. Without a doubt, we are an extension of the American farmer. I'm from a farm. I actually am a corn farmer myself, and anything that we can do to increase the price of our product is paramount. In today's world, that becomes more and more complicated when we want to reach out and expand our markets, especially in an area that's as competitive as gasoline and as well as entrenched in the U.S. economy as gasoline. And we need to try this in many, many different fashions. Political efforts have been paramount in the ethanol industry to date, but promotion and education is going to come right on its heels if we want to reach that new ceiling.
Looking at how these types of programs are going to increase ethanol consumption, which ultimately obviously helps the farmer, is there anything that the farmer himself can do to help the organization in its efforts?
Well, we would like to think that any corn farmer, anybody who's involved in an ethanol plant, would want to see good news out in the media about their product. Now, certainly, ethanol production is primarily in the Midwest, although that's expanding almost monthly and it's reaching out beyond the Midwest corn farmer. But I think it's important that the U.S. corn farmers come together in a promotional campaign, much like agriculture has done before with the beef that's what's for dinner and got milk. Those campaigns have been truly just an amazing influence on how the average American eats and the products that they choose at the grocery store. We can make that same type of impact for consumers across the United States whenever they go to the gas station.
Anything you might want to say about how you've been involved in getting the Indy Racing League to adopt ethanol as their standard fuel coming up 100% in 2007?
The EPIC program has primarily been responsible for a lot of the media and orchestration of what has occurred since the announcement of the IRL League switching to ethanol. This project has been in the works for almost 3 years, and EPIC has only been around for a few months. But it's what we're doing with it today that's most important. You know, before today's announcement, we had reached well over 100 million consumers with a positive message about ethanol. So the announcement of the IRL League switching was one of the largest, if not the largest, single promotion days for ethanol in its history. It's very possible that what has been done here today, with the first test vehicle being run and with the Indianapolis race here on Sunday, it's possible that we'll even surpass that record that we've already set.
Can you talk about the effort you've had to go through to put together this type of a media event?
Well, it certainly is a lot grittier behind the scenes than what it looks on the surface. Doing an interview like this is the end product. But when we first started to plant the seed in which would generate the interest by someone like yourself to interview us, it really started months and months ago. It started with the creation of the new ethanol logo that we're trying to get adopted across the countryside. That was done with research and a lot of dollars spent in creative activities. We actually went around the country and did focus groups to make sure that the image that we were portraying on that car was something that consumers would accept and like. Our dream is someday that everyone knows the E just as they know the Nike swoosh. Now, we know that that'll take some time and a lot of efforts, but those are some of the behind-the-scenes things that have to be done months out before an event like this can take place.
Has working with the Indy Racing League on this whole promotion triggered any other ideas as you look out into the future for ways that you're going to promote ethanol?
Oh, it's been amazing what has occurred in the last few months with consumers all around the country sending in emails. We have a new website called drivingethanol.org, and it's a consumer-based product. It's in its infancy, but it's going to grow, and it'll be one of the best sites that consumers have seen anywhere by the time we're done with it. But what the feedback that we're getting from consumers everywhere is, wow, I didn't know this product was available. You mean it really helps the environment? You mean it really does perform? You know, many consumers are still entrenched in the bad news that they had heard, back in the 80s. And that has continued to persist with television shows like The West Wing that were on a couple months ago. The ethanol industry is to a point where it needs to stand up and do the type of communications that a quality fuel does every day. Shell, Amoco, those guys have their government relations arm, and they've got their promotion arm. And the ethanol industry is to that stage.
What would you say to farmers who are growing the corn? They're probably seeing or hearing this in the media, and I hope very happy with what they're seeing. What would you say to them as the director of this new organization to provide them with some insight or encouragement or advice?
Well, I think that corn farmers across the U.S. Can feel good about what has been done here today with the IRL and the Indy Racing League and Team Ethanol. These type of efforts are bringing agriculture to a new level. More people across the country will start to understand agriculture's importance in their day-to-day lives, because for many Americans, driving to work is one of the most important things they do. And so we're going to be out promoting agriculture as a whole, but we're going to start with the need for ethanol and what it brings to consumers.
What message do you have for them about ethanol?
Well, consumers are truly the benefactor of all the hard work that's been done in agriculture and the research that's been done by the ethanol industry. Today, consumers have choices between hybrid cars, and flex fuel vehicles that can run propane and natural gas and all of these other products. But what many consumers don't understand is right now, today, if they want to make a difference, they can put ethanol in the car that they're running today. Certainly there are vehicles that will take up to 85% ethanol, but on the average, every single American today can reduce our dependence on foreign oil by choosing an ethanol-blended fuel.
Any last comment you might want to make?
Well, without a doubt, corn farmers and consumers can look for a lot of exciting news and a lot of fun things to come out of the ethanol industry. EPIC just hopes to be a good facilitator of those type of efforts. For corn farmers, I think it's important to know that the EPIC organization needs their cooperation. We need your help. With better than 80 plants, we need to pull together. It's easy for someone like Amoco or BP that are one corporation to pull together and do an ad campaign. Agriculture has never had that luxury, and ethanol is to the stage where we need to stand together. It's not Minnesota ethanol plants versus South Dakota ethanol plants. We're all together in this, and we need to pull together to make a good, solid message to all consumers.
Thank you very much, Tom Slonecka, who is the Executive Director for EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.